In 1945, after the end of the Second World War, the Allied military command granted 2 million lira to finance the recovery of the victims of the massacre and an architecture competition for a memorial cemetery, with the recommendation not to alter the austere appearance of the caves. The Ministry of Public Works took over the project in 1948, when the construction of the mausoleum became a national issue as the symbol of the entire country's struggle to recover the unity that had been broken by the war and the Nazi fascist occupation. The Italian government planned it as a monument to the resistance movement, to the collective revolt of the people against the invaders. It is no accident that materials and labour from all over the country were used to build it. The mausoleum, inaugurated on the 24th of March 1949, consists of a network of tunnels in the Pozzolana quarries where the massacre was perpetrated, featuring sculptures and other architectural elements that have transformed the grim subterranean location into a monumental area. Two design teams won the national competition, headed by the architects Mario Fiorentino and Giuseppe Perugini, while the sculptures were made by Francesco Coccia and Mirko Basaldella. The former made the travertine group of three male figures, 6 meters tall, called the Three Ages, featuring a child, a young adult, and an old man, their hands tied behind their backs, alluding to the ages of the victims of the massacre, the youngest being 15 and the oldest 74 years old. Coccia is the author of the travertine and bronze altar inside the caves, while Basaldella made the massive bronze gate at the entrance, depicting a dramatic tangle of bodies, which at the time was heavily criticised because of its decadently barbarian appearance. Later on, Basaldella also made the grills that enclose the area of the massacre at the bottom of the tunnels. The huge monolith on the left of the entrance to the quarries is the most visually impacting element of the memorial. It is a huge tombstone placed over the chambers in which the victims of the massacre were laid to rest. A huge hollow slab of reinforced concrete raised from the ground on 6 posts to form a space through which the light may pierce, like a blade, the darkness in the chamber below.